the question was asked, is the love between spouses, is it going to be on a greater level than the love to children because the two are soulmates, right? Or
connection.
The connection, okay. So I think we should address it from a few different angles. Let's begin with the classical scenario where your wife asks, do you love your mother more or me? Now, what's the classical incorrect male response? You don't understand. It's totally different. You know, mother, son, it has nothing to do with a husband, wife. It's just two different words. We use the same word love, but it's not really anywhere near it. Well, how could you even compare? Incorrect. The correct answer is, of course I love you more. But what's the real answer? The real answer is the first answer. It's a totally different connection. What are you talking about? It's not husband and wife is totally different. But husband and wife is a dynamic relationship, and it's a relationship that's the building of two different people. Now, the potential in that relationship is huge. The potential is phenomenal. The two can fuse to a point that is beyond any other level of connection that exists, potentially. Most people don't realize that potential. So when you're asking the question, it's a little difficult to answer because on a potential level, a husband and wife can have the greatest love that exists on the planet. And it can be a level of connection that is totally different and I would say even higher than a connection with kids. On the other hand, kids, the minute they're born, you're connected to them. They're an extension of yourself. So there's an element of connection to children that's there and under normal circumstances never leaves. One is connected to their children whether they like it or not. They are an extension of themselves. And so even though technically the idea of two strangers connecting and connecting on a phenomenally high level and having tremendous love between them, the greatest love is between spouses, but that's not really the way it plays itself out. The Medrash says on the verse in Shir HaShirim, just one second, we'll get the Medrash. The Medrash says, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai asked Rabbi Elazar of Rabbi Yossi, maybe you heard from your father, the great Rabbi Yossi, maybe you heard from him what's pshat in the verse. It describes King Solomon, says, the crown that his mother prepared him on his wedding day. So he answered him, he said, mashal, an allegory. There was a king that had a single daughter. He had one and only daughter. And he loved her so much. He loved her so much, he called her my daughter. He loved her so much, he called her my sister. He loved her so much, he called her my mother. So I always thought that Medrash seems to show us that there are levels of connection. Daughter, and in some way sister is bigger, and in some way mother is bigger. So that's that again reflects different levels of connection. But going back to what we discussed earlier, the Medrash says, look at how good a relationship can be with a wife. When Hashem wanted to show you the greatest relationship, when Hashem wanted to describe the finest thing in the world, his relationship with us, he describes it as a relationship of a husband and wife. So the potential is there for the greatest thing in the world. Like everything that has great potential, it takes great hardship to get to that great potential. And that's why most people never realize that great potential. And as such, the more natural relationship with children, that's what people do realize. And that's why, even though on a theoretical level what you're saying is right, in a practical sense, that's not usually how it plays itself out. Usually with their kids, people have a very good connection. And with their spouses, they have a struggling connection. Sometimes up, sometimes down.
Were you challenging the two halves of a single soul notion?
So the two halves of a single soul, if you're going to quote that, then I think you have to quote Rav Kook's commentary on that. Rav Kook asked, I don't know if it's written anywhere, but it's quoted in the name of Rav Avraham Yitzchak HaKohen Kuk Zatzal, that he said, if these two, we are taught, are supposed to be together, they're two halves of one soul, so why does God form them separately, have them each grow up in a separate environment, and only then do they unite? So Rav Kook said, it's like a painter. When a painter wants to paint a beautiful picture, so in order to get a vibrant, lit, live picture, what you have to do is take the strongest fine colors, and then you put them on the canvas. And sometimes you mix a little blue with yellow, a little blue with green, a little green with red, but you need vibrant colors. The same is true of two people. If two people were to grow up together, so then each one would dull the other one's color. What happens when he grows up in his environment, she grows up in her environment, is that each one develops their strength and their personality and they have vibrant colors. Then they get together and those vibrant colors make a beautiful picture. That's when it makes a beautiful picture. But what happens more often is that those vibrant colors also conflict. And then you have a situation where you have explosions, and in a theoretical level, again, it has the potential to be the greatest thing in the world. Practically, that takes a lot of hard work, which most people are not ready to invest. And then what they have is, in some areas, they really regret that vibrant color. And that's very hard to grow that appreciation for the vibrant colors and build that relationship. Potentially, yes. Are they two halves? Yes, but they're two halves that were purposely developed in their own environment, so they'd have their own strength, their own personality, and then they could get together and make something even greater together. But that takes a lot of hard work. You'll get there, but it's work.